Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Listen to this. If you commute and work in New York City, Queens, Bronx, wherever, but you got to move from where you live in the tri-state area to the city, you have to pay for your transportation costs, right? Last year, in tolls, bridges and tunnels, into New York City, $2.4 billion. That's how much the city took in. And they're in the red. They can't break even. $2.4 billion just in tolls. Now they want to raise the tolls. Of course they do. Now, nobody keeps track of that money, by the way. That's why they never have any money, the MTA. Is so much money coming in on a daily basis. Now it's all electronic. Used to be through to 50 cents in the basket. Now it's easy pass, and they got this, they got that, and they're doing it. But billions and billions and billions of dollars, all right? 68 million more in 23 than 22. And it's going to be more next year because of congestion pricing. So this slaps another huge toll on commuters. And if you don't want to drive, then you have to take public transportation, which is not cheap. And in the subway system, it's dangerous. Okay. So New Jersey residents have it really bad. All right. And that state is suing the MTA to stop congestion pricing. So the very liberal New York, New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, is suing New York authorities to stop congestion pricing. Now, he's going to lose because even though Murphy is correct that this is a pernicious toll that's going to hurt working people, that is going to happen. The authorities, the courts are going to rule New York can do what it wants. And New Jersey can't stop it, even because these people don't live in New York. They come to work here. So New Jersey may get a block on it. Now, this is all supposed to happen. It's nebulous. But in June or sometime in summer, New Jersey might be able to block this. Okay. Now, let me tell you exactly what's going to happen when it finally goes into account. So you're not allowed to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. All right, that's Central Park if you want to draw a line. All the way down to the Battery. If you come into Manhattan in that area, you got to pay at least $15. All right. And if your trucks, it's 30. So all the commercial traffic is going to pass the cost on to the consumer. So if you live in New York City, you're going to pay 20% more for whatever you want than you're paying now. That's number one. The MTA says it's going to lessen pollution. I don't think so. But it's possible that maybe down on Wall Street in lower Manhattan, the pollution will be less. But in Harlem, where a lot of people are going to park in the garages up there, and the garage is going to raise their prices, believe me. So you'll be paying, what, $50, $60 a day to park above 60th Street, Upper East Side, Upper West Side, all those garages, and jack up their prices, and you'll be paying a lot of money. So you get out of the car, you park the car in the garage, you take mass transit down where you have to go, or you walk, okay? You get in a cab, I mean, cabs are going to raise their, everybody's raising their prices. And the subways will raise and buses will raise, you wait and see. Okay, so it's basically they're strangling the working class. They being Governor Hochul, Mayor Adda, all these people. They're strangling people who work for a living. And, you know, it's going to lead to more people leaving. And the people in the neighborhoods above 60th, you're not going to be happy. You'll have way more congestion than you have now and more pollution. And if you own a parking garage, you'll be happy because you'll be able to gouge the people coming in and parking. But it's just such a terrible situation. The solution to all of this is you do not have trucks deliver items into New York City between the hours of 7 in the morning and 7 at night. That's what they do in Tokyo and other cities. Trucks come in at night to deliver. That's going to raise costs, but that's the way to do it.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.